First, an announcement. If you've been listening to the show, first, thank you. Second, you'll know that I haven't had a sponsor yet. I've talked about CrossFit Pacific Coast and Trey Verbome, and I've thanked Jeff Dees of Fresh Tracks Designs for their help in getting this project off the ground. But they're really partners or friends helping me out. I resisted the idea of a sponsor because I didn't want the message of the show to be diluted, misinterpreted, or ignored because I had an advertisement for something that didn't relate to the audience. I've been really reluctant to seek a sponsor, and because I don't want to give up the show's credibility for a little cash. That said, the show does cost money, and as I've noted before, I use the term, quote, we a lot when I'm talking about the show, as if I have a staff of producers and editors, but the truth is it's not a we show, it's a me show. The show is and has been a passion project, and I have no plans to slow down. In fact, I'll be ramping up more output of content over the next coming weeks and months, adding episodes more often, expanding the variety of topics, and offering a lot more value to my mailing list. I'm pretty excited. But that kind of effort takes resources and time. Time is my biggest resource allocation to this podcast. So much so that I often have to forego overtime shifts or put the kids in after-school care, things like that that cost me money, so that I can complete episodes. So I'm not looking for sponsors, but I need support. A few weeks ago, I met Todd Maines. Todd is a veteran of the U.S. Army who, along with his partner John Para, also a U.S. Army veteran, own and run a company called SB Tactical. Like any company, they have a product or a service to sell. Oddly, I had tried their product before I knew who they were or what they were about, and I loved it. I believed in the product as an idea right away, and I saw the benefit of it to police officers immediately. But I had no idea this company's headquarters were literally down the street from my house. So Todd and I got introduced through Traver. We hit it off over coffee, talking about our individual projects and our projects that we have coming up, and we got up to leave with a promise just to keep in touch. Todd was so enthusiastic and supportive of the idea of the squadron that as we closed up our little get-together, he asked how SB Tactical could support the show. Well, my mind raced. I'd already decided that any company or organization that wants to partner with me must do three things. First, they must show an outward and consistent dedication and support to police officers. Two, they must make a product or service that I use personally and that I believe in. And three, they must support the goals of this podcast to spread the word about health and fitness of law enforcement. Frankly, SB Tactical hit all three on the mark. So for the future, you're going to hear me talking about SB Tactical on occasion. Their support is going to allow me to expand the show, offer better content, and engage with you better than I ever could have done before. On top of that, they really do make a product that I think law enforcement needs to be educated about. In some ways, it's an obvious choice for a product. It's called the iCombat Active Shooter Training System. I got to experience this system in my department's quarterly training long before I got to know these guys at SB Tactical, and I have to tell you, it is the best training system in law enforcement for active shooter scenario training. It's also the most fun. Think of it like laser tag for cops with an edge delivered by 5,000 volts of teachable moments. Here's how it works. Each officer is outfitted with a Molly-style tac vest, headband, and receiver that all have sensors on them. You're also given a replica AR-15 and a replica Glock pistol. Now, replica isn't really a good word here. The AR and the Glock both cycle like real guns. They make gunshot sounds and they have muzzle flashes. They each have ammo accountability too, meaning that you have to keep track of your shots like a real firefight. The AR also functions with a safety, and it has single shot and burst modes, just like many of our ARs on the street. This is not a simulation system as they promote. It's a replication system. Because of this, you can take it anywhere. There's no sight preparation or cleanup. There's no ammo costs and none of the safety issues that come with live fire or Sims training. Don't get me started on Sims training. I hate it. I hate the headgear that limits your field of view. I hate the paint that gets on your uniform and your gear. I hate the malfunction rate of the Sims. And I hate how staged all the scenarios are because they have to account for the fact that you're spraying paint everywhere. iCombat has none of that. To prove that point, if you watch their video at sbtactical.com, they use a functioning terminal at Burbank Airport, one of the busiest airports in the LA area, and they use it for active shooter training. They used a functional terminal with as real as you get cover and concealment, and multiple agencies participated in this joint training operation. Back to those 5,000 volts of teachable moments, though. This is what adds the last element of replication and not simulation. If you're struck by an opposing force during a scenario, you're going to get a short alert, we'll say, that you've been hit. It's enough to make you flinch and get outside your reaction cycle, but not nearly enough to hurt. This is an important piece because, as you'll see in the video, you'll see how people break from their objective when they start receiving fire. You'll see them flinch, you'll see them react, and frankly, you'll see them retreat. As I've said, I've used this equipment in my own department's training, and I think it's fantastic. If you're part of your training department's training cadre, or you're just bored of standing around on a static line and shooting 5 rounds into a paper target as part of your firearms qual, check out the system at sbtactical.com. They're an American-made product, and they're a veteran-owned company.